Case number 9843, Marvin and Darlene McCray, west of Road 493, north of Road 494, being lot 15 within Townsend Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
State your full name and address.
How you doing? Marvin McCray, 6067 Old Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Okay, place your right hand there. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
My wife and I are requesting a variance to the side setback. We're adding a addition off the home with a garage attached to that. And for the size of it, I need a variance to complete that garage.
Okay. And this garage is going to be lined up with your driveway that you have there right now is the reason?
Yes, sir.
Garage already built?
No. I have the foundation in, and that was just from my ignorance on the subject, and I just wasn't aware. And my contractor dug the footer, laid the block. Then a gentleman showed up and said we were too close to the side, so it was just not being aware on my part. But, I mean, once you start something, I mean, in a situation like that, once it's there, I just didn't check.
Right.
And it was just a mistake on our part, and just hoping that we could get this variance to continue, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I've been out there to look at that neighborhood, and as you can see, they're all lined up in there, and that's exactly where the driveways go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's all on the line there.
Okay. It seems for what it'll be when I rode by there, they're all lined right up. Yeah. Okay. Are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
Sir.
Mr. Wertman? Mr. Mills?
Sure.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do we have one? Okay, do you want to come forward, sir, and be sworn in? Sit right down in front of her, sir, if you'd like. Is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? If so, please come forward at this time.
State your full name and address.
Brian William Eddy, 6047 Old Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do. I have one picture here. Kind of showing the layout of it. I just feel the setbacks are in place to maintain property values in the area. His driveway really doesn't quite line up because he's got to come in, and he's kind of angled it to the left now to get to his drop to his garage doors.
Where do you live again?
I live right adjacent to him on 6047, lot 14.
Lot 14?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right next door.
Yes. Yeah. His driveway comes in now. Comes in straight, and then it breaks to the left to get to the garage.
Do you have a garage on yours?
Yes, I do.
You do? Does it meet setbacks on that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm over 20 feet from my neighbor on the right.
Okay.
Although it's coming back crooked like that, what's your objection? I didn't catch that.
To his?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact that setbacks are in place to maintain the property values in the area. I come home on a Friday, and he's got footers poured, And I knew he was in the wrong from the start. And it's just, if he would have approached me earlier on and said, hey, I want to build a garage, maybe had approached me about it and mentioned it to me, he was going to do it. But hey, he should know the laws, in the area.
Can you take away from your place?
Excuse me?
You think that garage would take away from your place?
Well, I mean, it's 10 feet off the line now, right next to where my bedroom is. Not that it's going to degrade the values, no, I don't agree with that, no.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Oh, that's all.
Okay. Thank you,
sir. We didn't get your name for the record. Would you repeat it for her, please?
Brian Eddy.
What are your last name?
E-D-D-Y.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I have another question, Mr. McCray. When did you obtain a permit, before or after you put the foundation in?
Before.
And did you obtain that, or did your contractor?
I did.
Thank you.
Is this an attached garage to the house?
Yes, it's going to be attached. It has a little addition coming off of the house, and the garage is going to attach to that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You said we've been done. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We take case number 9843 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9843 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case also has been taken under advisement, but that means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Case number 98.